in this program do not necessarily represent those of WGBB or its employees. You're listening to 1240 WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Don't change that dial. Live from WGBB, 1240 on your dial. It's time for...
Listen Up, Jesus is on the Air.
Here we are, John, our 25th show.
Oh, wow, and they said it wouldn't last.
Sweet Jesus.
Like a marriage, we've been together 25 weeks.
If you know this, Trevor is drowning us out with the music. Thank you, Trevor.
And it put our heart. I promised Al that we'd be quiet.
That's right.
Whether working or at leisure, Jesus wants to show the way. If we take the time to ask him, he will guide us through the day. Let's be thankful for Lord Jesus when we want to find our way.
Palmer, you made me
Let's
promise.
Remember that he loves us, and let's thank him.
Put the guns away.
Made me promise, poor Al, that you weren't going to do this.
I'm not talking, I'm singing.
When you never took those singing lessons I paid you for.
Beyond us.
Thank you, Trevor.
And our hearts is filled with
fear. Sorry, Al.
I guess just one.
Sorry, Al. I'm dealing with a madman here, Al.
Sweet Jesus.
But we love him.
Hey, Michael, we saw it. This is Michael Zabrocki, who's here with us. We saw Al on Thursday night.
Thursday night, yeah.
And he didn't beat me up for talking over his work.
He laughed.
I would have.
So, you know what? We interviewed him again. We're going to have him on.
He loves us, and let's thank him.
And I don't know how to tell you this, Tony, but I'm sick and tired of this song. I hear it every day, 24 hours a day.
Please, I'm
begging you. I love Al.
In this world,
a new song coming out with Al. Thanksgiving in America.
I recognize the music.
And we gave out free gifts.
We can share our problems with God above.
I know we violate the rules of radio by talking over music.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of fun.
It is.
And we're not professionals.
We're two old guys. Let us have fun.
And we're here trying to evangelize fallen away Catholics, fallen away Protestants, and we even fallen away Jews. We'll go after anybody.
Actually, we're two young kids with love and fire in our hearts with Jesus.
You better believe
and we're
it.
Looking to spread that love to everyone that we can get a hold of.
And we're Catholic. I mean, Catholic. Can you imagine Catholics having fun with religion?
John, this is the most exciting time to be a Catholic.
It is.
I'm telling you. November 27th. There's going to be some changes made in the Mass. We got to talk about that.
But not today.
Please.
A little bit.
Okay, thank you.
But don't forget, we have a guest and we have a lot of business to do.
I know, executive producer.
You know?
I'm leaving.
Al was sorry.
Michael is so sad that he came here today. And Michael, we promise, we don't have the nerve to talk over your music.
No, we will do it, Mike.
I would. We'll have Al call in and talk over my music.
Al, we love you. We really do.
I really do. He's such a good man.
They don't, Al. They don't.
We're just two crazy old people. What are we going to do?
Well, I'm crazy John Palmer.
And I'm crazy Anthony Chiffo.
And we have as our guest...
Michael Zabrocki, who's just crazy to be here.
Well, you want to talk about the changes that are going to come in the Mass?
Well, what I plan on doing, as executive producer, of course, you have to approve. But
oh,
my
yes,
plan
right.
is
right.
every week to talk a little bit about the changes of the Mass up until November 27th, so that I know the churches are trying to educate all the parishioners. but I think...
How am I going to fit that into the schedule?
Just give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
3 minutes. But I just want to cover a part of the Mass.
Wonderful.
It's this has been going on for 10 years now.
Wonderful.
And it's an exciting change. It's not drastic changes, but it's going to make the Mass more meaningful. And for those fallen out Catholics that have gone to other denominations, come back, because the Mass is going to change.
And I got something I want to share with you. There's a new book out called Cat You, CATYOU. It's written by the bishops of all over the world, and it's written for teenagers, and it explains the Catholic religion in ways you'll never believe.
Terrific.
Questions and answers. Any question a teenager can have. It touches everything. It really is so well done. Cat You, CATYOU. It's a plain yellow cover. With just that word on the...
Could you buy me a copy?
I don't know about that. But,
come on, you could give me a gift. I gave you a Valentine gift.
That's right. All right. I'll get it for you. But any listener, I don't care what religion you are, even if you're anti-Catholic, take a look at that book, Cat You. It's really very fascinating. But meanwhile, we have a guest sitting here. Why don't you tell us who you are and how we hooked you into here?
It's kind of like...
Michael Zabrocki.
We begged him.
It's like the mafia. I kept trying to get out of it, and they kept pulling me back. It's not good. My name is Michael Zabrocki, and I answer to the name of Sybil. I have several personalities. I'm a director of music at a very large parish in the Brooklyn Diocese, Holy Trinity, right at the foot of the Whitestone Bridge. Thank you very much. That's my shout out to Father Joe Gibino, my pastor.
No personal messages.
No, okay.
It's radio.
Okay. No, but it's in my contract.
Okay.
I have to say these things.
He runs a tight ship,
that's
Michael.
That's right. I'm a Catholic recording artist for about 15 years right now in my own right with CDs, and that's all available everywhere. But as of recently, within about a year now, I took on more of a formal situation with John Michael Talbot, the world's most popular Catholic recording artist, and I handle all of his public relations and marketing. So that's been keeping me, that's been about 99% of the focus of my life every single day.
And what a wonderful ministry to bring John's music to people. His music has touched me for years.
Yeah, he's been a, you guys keep mentioning, you know, reaching out, I hear you know, you're speaking not just to Catholics, but you're speaking to the evangelicals out there and everybody else. John Michael traditionally has been a bridge. He started out as a Methodist and felt a call from God to convert to Catholicism early in his life. And while he was a successful, he was one of the pioneers of contemporary Christian music, along with guys like Keith Green and Larry Norman and Chuck Gerrard and lots of other people. And so he converted to Catholicism and started his own community. He was a Franciscan a celibate for many years. But he's married now, and his community has members that are married couples, singles, those open to it, and celibates.
And you're a brother?
I'm a brother. I'm kind of like, you know, we'd compare it to the Franciscan Third Order. We have two different expressions of the community, and the community's name is the Brothers and Sisters of Charity. The Mother House is in Arkansas. Yeehaw!
Wow.
And but then we have, so there's people that live out the charism of the community in a monastic expression, and then you have the domestic expression.
And what's the difference between the domestic and the other expression?
And the monastic? Well, you're living in a monastery, and if you take the call to live in the monastery, it's you're really under strict. Grand silence, substantial silence, and a lot of work. And hopefully I got them working really, really hard, selling a lot of records this week, because his new album dropped this week on Tuesday. I don't know if you guys know this, but every professional CD comes out on a Tuesday.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, we didn't know that.
There you go.
That's good to know, John.
You know us well enough to know that we're not professionals.
You don't know.
So we don't know.
but they drop on Tuesdays, and we're distributed with EMI. That's the EMI Christian Music Group. And this album we did in cahoots. How's that for a New York word? We did this in contract also. We have a cooperative contract with Oregon Catholic Press, the largest Catholic publisher.
Wow.
Because we have on the album John Michael's new Mass of Rebirth, which is the new Roman Missal translation that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And so the publishing of that will be handled through Oregon Catholic Press.
Wow.
Yep.
That's really fantastic about John. And we're so happy to have you here. But you know, one of the things I just want to get into, one of the things I think we really have to start out, just to set the tone, when we're talking about evangelizing people, we're talking to them about rejoicing, about allowing the love of Jesus to come through and rejoice. How about, would you like to sing that for us, Michael?
Well, I'll sing it digitally.
Okay.
Okay, here's where we call Al. He'll talk over us during this.
No, we won't.
All right.
But you see, he doesn't allow me to interrupt him, but he's always interrupting me.
Yeah, no.
I love the words.
Salvation, my hope and consolation, I know he hears my voice. He's gracious and merciful, so how can I help but rejoice? Rejoice!
They're dancing, folks.
Whoa! Come on, John, get off the table, please.
Come on, Mike.
Come on, John.
Somersault.
Well, we're a little tired. We're all out to
a late night.
Listen to these words. Can you be quiet while he's singing?
So how can I help but rejoice?
Rejoice.
They're dancing again.
Rejoice. Listeners, rejoice. Jesus is on the air.
Rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Be glad in it. Rejoice. Rejoice.
You clap like a Catholic. You're not even in time. Oh, man.
John.
Does everybody know these guys are white? I mean, you got no guys. Come on,
John. Think about that offer. Take a single lessons, will you?
Top notch. I'm gonna do it anyway. Now I'm hurt.
Good.
You're not gonna control him, by
no, I know. I may suffer from hysterical blindness watching him dance.
Do you think that people got the idea that they should be happy because Jesus is on the air? What do you think?
Yes.
I'm not sure if they're happy Jesus is on the air or you're on the air right now.
But you know, your song was beautiful.
Oh, thanks.
And you know what? You didn't mention the theme of today's show, evangelizing through music. Right?
Oh, I forgot.
That's okay. You're up for election.
That's where you get paid the big bucks.
That's right. And that song reminded me because it's evangelizing. It's telling everyone to rejoice. Mm. Our Lord is here.
Resurrection has occurred.
Resurrection has occurred. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting concept, though, evangelizing through music.
Yes.
Right?
Because music, believe it or not, touches so many people's hearts. And it's a way for them to listen.
You know, but we don't know why. I've thought about music for a while. And music is useless. You can't eat it. You can't sleep in it. You can't hold it. I mean, you could hold a CD, but you can't see it. It's nothing tangible. But it has this power. And there's a reason for that.
In my eyes, it rises up to the heavens.
Well, you know, study of scripture. You want to look up some history of music, go, you know, start looking into, I think it's in Ezekiel where it talks about Satan's fall. And according to scripture, if you really look at it, Satan was heaven's musician. He was heaven's worship leader. Even mentions parts of his body besides made up of precious stones, was made up of musical instruments. I think they used the word like tambourines, whatever the scripture with tambours or whatever. They referenced tambours and vials. And yeah, and when the fall happened, that's probably why a lot of, you know, there's a lot of good music. I get upset when people say you can't listen to the Beatles. You can't, you know, love is love, folks, and that's another anointed universal God thing that he gave us, you know. Right. So there's songs, not every song you sing has to mention Jesus to evangelize, you know. There's universal things, just like seeing God in creation, you know. It's the same thing with music. Music touches hearts, but that's also why Satan will use it in other ways, you know, because it's so powerful that it's so, just like Facebook, folks, it could be used for good, it could be used for
bad.
We
had a young man on here a few weeks ago. Yes. When the heavy metal music
that's
drove
the first thing
him
they
crazy
mind, yeah.
to where he was putting a knife to his father's throat.
Yeah, and you know, I've met a lot of these guys, and here's the problem with that. You know, sometimes it's just an act, folks. If you're listening to metal, and if you think half of these people are really, really living that life, children, they're not. They're out to take your money. They just want to make a couple of bucks, and it's pretty cool if you put Satan on an album cover or call an album one thing, and, you know, these guys go home and they drink coffee and hang out with their kids. It's an act, and half of them. They're not out there doing drugs. Half of them are older than me at this point, you know.
You're getting a few gray hairs in your beard.
Yeah, I deserve every one of them, pal. It's from doing shows like this. No. No, but music is it's anointed. You know, it comes from God, and at its very basic core, that's why we can't touch it. It's something we can't really, really, really understand.
But just remember, angels we have heard on high.
Yes. God used it from the birth of his son to bringing Jesus to the earth, right?
And there is a reason why the Holy Ghost is now the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm.
Because the Spirit's in the words and in the music.
Absolutely.
When I listen to any music that has love in it, I just feel the presence of God. He's there.
That's right. And, you know, you mentioned, we're still talking about evangelizing through music. And you know something? Music means nothing if you're not truly, God will not anoint the song if the artist is not trying to live that life.
And it's not coming from his
heart.
It's
not coming from his heart. You know, we talk about getting out of the way and letting God do his job. One of my favorite Franciscan quotes is, preach the word and use words if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be by your actions. It should be, you know, I could get up and sing songs about Jesus for an hour and a half and preach from a stage. And if I get off the stage and I go ahead and somebody comes up to me and asks me for an autograph or wants a couple of minutes of my time and I say, get out of here, I don't want to talk to you, I just blew everything I said on stage.
Yes.
It means nothing. It means nothing. So there's, if you're going to be a minister of music or a minister of anything in life, you have to remember who you're representing. And, you know, you're not allowed to have a bad day. You're really not. You could be, you know, I was out late last night with these guys, folks.
And we had a ball
last
night.
Oh, we had
night.
A good night. But we were not drinking,
we're
folks. We were at a healing service.
Except somebody escaped from us.
We were at a healing service last night.
Yes.
And it went late, you know, and to get up early and listen to these guys talk. Well, you know, some days you wake up, you say, good morning, Lord. And the other days you wake up, you go, good Lord, morning.
But, you know, you know, I want to stay with that idea that music, God's infinite,
right?
And he can touch anyone, even if you're way off the chart,
right,
way out in left field.
That's right.
He can come through that radio, and you could be listening to heavy metal,
right?
But the Spirit will highlight the words that he wants to go into you.
It's another instrument for God to use.
You know what? You're right. God, and that's kind of an important thing for all of us to remember. Sometimes we don't know how he works. We don't know why it works. And it's sometimes best just to get out of the way. And now, I used to worry about it. You know, I used to worry about, well, how do you... And somebody taught us something. You know Barry McGuire?
Mm-hmm.
Barry McGuire sang a song, Eve of Destruction. He was also part of the New Christy Minstrel. He wrote a song called Green, Green, the Grass is Green. Today, while the blossom still clings to the vine. Piece of music history. A wonderful guy. A great Christian. And one of the first, a pioneer of contemporary Christian music. And when asked about, how do you get, he's this big dude, you know, really big, burly guy. How do you get people, he'll go up on stage, and all of a sudden people are worshiping God. He didn't even open his mouth yet. And he says, you want people to pray? you pray.
You got it.
You want people to worship God?
You worship God. That's right.
Don't worry about it. Let God worry about how he's going to use your gifts and your efforts.
And he just does it. He uses different people as different instruments to contact different people. And same thing with music.
Same thing with music. Yeah. So we have to be open as a composer. You know, if God gives you gifts, you know, we're talking about gifts now. If you're a musician and using music, God gives you gifts. You have to be open to allow God, first of all, to give you the songs. I wish he'd give me some of Paul McCartney's songs, but he hasn't yet. But he has to give you, he gives you the gifts, and you have to be faithful with them and then trust him and let you do the best you can. And then you kind of have to step away and let him use what you've created, because he's the author of all creation.
And once you're touched by him, one little, you know, there was an old song, you know, once you're kissed by Amy, you're always in love with Amy. And it's the same thing with Jesus.
Right.
Once he touches you, you're in love with him. And you start a relationship there that just is out of control in such a beautiful way, but it's totally out of control. Many times in my own life, I'm saying to myself, Lord, where are you as I'm going through this problem and that problem, whatever it was? And then afterwards, when I look back and have worked my way through it, I see that he was right there in the middle, right in the middle of it with me, and I didn't know it, didn't recognize it.
And he'll use things to remind you. You know, you talk about that when he touches you, you know, you kind of changed and you're never the same. There's this honeymoon period that you go through, right? But then it fades. We have holes in us, you know, and we leak, and it fades. But then that's when things like music, and other things, you know, like they say, a scent, a smell is one of the most powerful things to bring you back to a certain moment.
Sense memory.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, I spent a ton of time the other night downloading. One of my daughters gave me $50 on an iTunes card, you know, to download some songs. And I went back to the time when I was really first, you know, becoming a Christian and being involved more formally in Christian music in the 80s. And I'm old, and I downloaded a ton of that stuff because it brings you back. When I listen to it, you know, it refreshes that initial feeling, and it's things like that that God really will use.
You know what happens to me sometimes? I can wake up in the morning and be in a terrible, terrible, terrible mood.
Impossible.
It is. But I
don't call him early in the morning.
I go in the shower, and you know what?
Too much information, John.
Music comes into my head.
Yeah.
And it's those songs like you talk about, those songs that have meaning. And you say, where is that coming from? I don't have a radio on.
Right.
And
that's how it touches your heart.
Yes. Yes.
Can I say something?
Yes, sure.
John, you hit on something. Michael, you hit on something that I was going to ask
don't
you.
Don't mix us up, please.
When did you first meet Jesus? Or were you? Has this been a lifelong thing?
Lifelong. I could tell you this. When I was a kid, I've thought about this one a few times. And when I was young, I used to love to just be alone, looking up at the stars, and I knew that there was somebody there that was bigger than me, and I always just felt close to God. When I was, as I grew, maybe I should have been a monk, you know, I'm married, but...
Your wife says that too, I don't know how to tell you this, but...
Well, it's like you two, 25 years, you know, but honestly, you know, when I was in high school, I used to feel very close to God in creation, you know. Music was always there. I didn't always, I could talk about that in a second, but I always saw God in creation. I used to love to stay after school in high school, and something about the afternoon sun coming through the empty halls, and I'd be walking with God. And it's very, you could picture it. You know, you could see the image of the orange sun, you know, in the afternoon, in the fall. And I just always felt closer to God. I could talk to him like my father as I was growing up. And I felt that. I really did. With music, it didn't have everything to do with it. As a matter of fact, it was like a progression with music. I started playing in rock bands, you know, and I was playing five nights a week sometimes and playing a lot of places and doing a lot of good, you know, we had some good stuff going. But I was also playing at the same time in folk groups, that's how old I am.
Yeah.
And but I was playing in folk groups, and what happened was, as I grew up, the rock music got lesser and the church music got more important. In other words, one started to fade back. I learned a lot, by the way, folks. And anybody who says they want to cut a Christian record and they say God is telling you to do this, be careful, okay, with what you're saying here. A lot of people think that's the case, and it's not. You really should discern whether you should be doing or not. I learned more from a 3-minute record, and I learned more from playing in bars about doing Christian music than I ever would have just because I liked Christian music. You know, if anybody who comes to me and says, God told me I should record a Christian album, I say, okay, listen, I'm going to book you into a bar. During a playoff game, I'm going to book you into a sports bar, a bunch of drunken, depressed workers who just want to watch the game. And I want you to sit in front of them and start singing. And if they don't kill you, then you know, if you could take them on that trip that you're on and they could forget about their problems for a while and you take their focus off the game and their problems, you're probably called to do Christian music at that moment. Hmm. Okay? Just because you sing in church doesn't mean anything, folks. It's got to happen outside in the real life. It's got
to
happen.
Yeah, it has to happen inside.
Right. You have to be able to take those people where you're at. And if you can't make that happen, if you can't communicate that, back off. Get a job, folks, because you're not going to make money in Christian music
anyway,
probably.
Good advice.
And you have a song that really fits right here. Yeah, and it's, Lord, I want to be more like you. Huh.
Great song. And by the way, John and I know very well barbershop quartets. That's how old we are.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not saying a word.
That's it.
I'm not saying a word. Wait.
Oh,
And listeners, that's the altar call for this show. Yeah. That's Michael through his music calling to your heart and telling you Jesus is calling you to try to be like him. Just try. Doesn't mean you have to be. It means just try. We have a saint of the day who is dedicated to music. And maybe you want to talk a little bit about her, Tony.
Yes. It was a little difficult saint to research because it was a last-minute change when we found out that Michael was coming on as a musician. So we selected Saint Cecilia, who is the patron saint for music. Mm-hmm. And I know Michael probably knows a lot more about Saint Cecilia than I do. But, you know, in many respects, Saint Cecilia reminds me of tomorrow's readings, the readings are centered around the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and how his telling his people that this is my body, this is my blood, but you will have eternal life. And the pagans took that and ran with it and said that we were practicing cannibalistic techniques. But Saint Cecilia accepted Christ's body and blood and gave herself entirely to Jesus and her virginity. She was born in Rome, I understand, around the 230s or something like that. Michael, I wasn't
first
sure.
First century. Call
first
it
century.
That.
Yeah. And she was born in Rome, and from a very young age, she gave her life and her virginity to our Lord. But she was promised out to marriage. Mm-hmm. And so the person that she was promised out to, I think, was called Valerian, and she had to marry him. But just so happened that there was a ceremony, and while they were playing the music for her wedding, her mind was, she wiped it completely out, and her mind went to the music to praise our Lord and our God. Mm-hmm. And she filled her mind up throughout the whole ceremony with that aspect of music to praise God. After the ceremony, she told her newly acquired husband that she was a virgin and that she wanted to remain a virgin. Mm-hmm. And that if he did a certain thing, she would share a secret with him. And that he would be very interested in. And that's if you get baptized a Christian, I'll share the secret. And so he did. And he agreed to let her remain a virgin through the marriage. He got baptized. And she brought him into a chapel. And in that chapel was an angel, two angels with candles. And he saw that. And that completely converted him. And so him and his brother went out and evangelized for God. And at that time, they were martyring Christians. And so they took the bodies of the dead martyrs and buried them. And of course, the emperor didn't like it. And he locked the husband and the brother up. And of course, he condemned them to death, and they died. Saint Cecilia went to him and started arguing with him, and the emperor tried to convince her to change, forget about God. We're pagans, there is no God. And she absolutely refused. So his only alternative was to condemn her to death.
Right.
So they tried martyring her by suffocating her. Something miraculous happened. They couldn't suffocate her. The emperor says to the soldier, take her and behead her. And wouldn't you know that soldier messed it up? He couldn't behead her, but he cut her throat. And they kept her lying there for 3 days, bleeding to death. But as she was lying there, she was preaching. She was talking. She converted people. Actually converted people while she was dying.
People were coming in and watching her.
Watching her.
Die. Yeah.
Watch her die.
Yeah.
Bleeding to death. And then finally she succumbed to the third attempt to martyr her. And so she's known as a patron saint for music.
Right.
And she's varied throughout the world. As a matter of fact, there's a parish in Brooklyn that I used to go to when I was a kid, St. Cecilia's. Mm-hmm.
It was Greenpoint, right?
Greenpoint, yep. Yes. That's where I was born. That's where I grew up. That's why I walked the streets.
You're not Polish.
No, I'm not, but Polish is a big... but us Italians...
We'll let you in.
Okay. Us Italians have a pretty good hold on it. And so at one point, that was a cathedral.
Right.
And but it's having a problem right now. But in any event, this is the life of St. Cecilia, and she mirrors a lot of other young women who were martyred because of their virginity and their devotion to the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, as you were talking, I don't want people who are listening thinking that they're being called to be beheaded and that they're called to whatever.
You never know.
But this morning in prayer, I was given something to try and give people, why should you try to be more like Jesus? And this is what he gave me this morning in prayer. People know I have a word gift. If you think I'm crazy, I can't help it. But listen to the words. I call you to me each morning. I wish our relationship and love to grow. I open my sacred heart to you. I invite you to cross over to life in my love that is forevermore. I do not speak of rules and regulations. I call you beyond such guidelines. I call you into a love that defies complete human understanding and yet is forever satisfying. I do not speak in parables to you right now. I draw you beyond stories built on metaphors and similes. Similes. I look you straight in the heart, and I ask you, listeners, do you love me? Will you spend time with me as I sweat blood for humanity in the Garden of Gethsemane? Oh, how I long for you to join with me, heart to heart, soul to soul, and mind to mind. Will you spare me some of your precious time? Will you allow me to take over your being just for a while, right now in your busy day? I come that you might have my new life in you and have it abundantly. Will you lay down your busy life and time in the temporary world of man? Cross over to my world beyond time, into the wonder and the beauty of life eternal in our love beyond time. It only takes an act of your will, wherein you say yes to my call to your heart. Once we are together in love, your world of problems fades away into darkness. It'll wait for you to return to dawn. I share my peace in you. I do that right now. It's like my love. It defies understanding. I invite you to breathe in my love as you listen to this show. I invite you to taste the milk and the honey of salvation. I speak figuratively now because words can never describe what my love is doing in you right at this moment. Hear the joyful music of the angels in the background of our sacred space beyond time. Be still. Be still. Touch your heart with my love. Oh, my friend, what a delight you are to me. Thank you for spending this time away from time with me in the silence of your being. You make my suffering and my death worthwhile for me. I know one person, you, one person in time who loves me enough to spend time with me, away from time, and to suspend his life in time, just to be with me. How blessed you are. You know where your treasure is. It is with me right now in the silence of your heart. And the letter is signed Love, Sacred Heart of Jesus. That's what he's calling us to, Lord. He's calling us to just be still right now and let him come in. And that's where music comes in, Michael. When you're quiet and you can't say anything because you're just blown away by God's love, music touches your heart. It just touches your heart. It's not easy because it puts you through a lot of grief when you realize you're not in control. God's in control.
Look what Tony read about Saint Cecilia.
Yeah.
With her, you know, why did she have, she loved God, she trusted him, and he still chose to have her suffer violently. She remained faithful through that, and he used that to be a witness to many afterwards. It was her suffering, and even when she couldn't speak anymore, the other fact that you missed, Tony, was when she could no longer speak or sing, she positioned her hands in three different... She took one hand, and she made one hand into a cross, but with three fingers, which represented not only the cross, but the Trinity. And her other hand, she held one finger up, pointing to God. There's one God and the Trinity. So
research never came up with that.
Yeah.
But you're an expert on St.
Cecilia. Not an expert, no.
But you know, it's so wonderful to know that God wants to be that personal and that intimate.
Isn't that our mission statement?
Yes, it is. Well, our for you, though, Tony. It's his mission
statement. It's his mission statement that we adopted.
That's right.
And he wants to be involved in every part of our lives, our personal life, our family life, our business life. I made him CEO of whatever business I have.
I would make him CEO of my business, but I'm broke. I got a different treasure. I don't have money. I have a different kind of treasure. But that's the point. His treasure dwells right in you, Michael, and right in you, Tony, right in me.
Yes, John. That's so beautiful, and you read it so beautiful.
Well, that's not me. It's God. But it's just, to me, I get so taken up, and that music drives me bananas. I'm telling you. I can listen to these songs, and we wonder sometimes, whoever inspired somebody like John Michael Talbot to sing Hinds Feet
in high places.
On high places. Hinds Feet is Much Afraid. That's us.
Though a thousand may fall at your side, and 10,000 may fall at your right, your soul it will never approach, for God is faithful. Though the flocks disappear from the fold, and there be no herd in the stall, yet I will strength, and he makes my feet swift as those of hinds. God, my God, is my strength, and he makes me to go up high. Hinds feet on high days, trial and tribulation will fall, so a mother will forsake her own child and children their own family. So
with the days were not cut short. Even God's very elect would surely lose their own faith and so lose their salvation. For God, my God, is my strength, and he makes my feet swift as those of hinds. God, my God, is my strength, and he makes me to go up like hinds' feet on high places. When you come to serve the Lord,
afraid, and God's our strength.
Right.
Isn't that something?
He can get us by anything, John. He can get us by any trials and tribulations in life.
Thank God, because I can't. Right? You want to tell us a little bit about that song and John Michael's? I know it's a new release.
Yeah, you guys just, other than Sirius Satellite, you're the first people playing it in New York.
There you go, wow. Folks. Wow. Another Thank first.
You. There you go. We
Last
did the
week
premiere.
We had the first Thanksgiving song.
Now,
yeah. The album just dropped on Tuesday, so we premiered it last week. I think it was the 13th on Sirius Satellite, but now you guys are the first radio station. And that song, the album is, it's called Worship and Bow Down. I hope you all buy a lot of copies, because that's my job to promote John. But,
can it be gotten online?
Everywhere. Yeah, you could go to johnmichaeltalbot.com.
It's on the market already.
It's all over. It's all over the world. You could probably get it in Walmart today. I mean, it's in... Amazon, iTunes, you could download it. We prefer.
What's the name of it?
The name of the album is called Worship and Bow Down, and that's from Psalm 95.
Mm-hmm.
The album features 17 tracks, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You should go to johnmichaeltalbot.com to get it, because it does support his community.
Sure.
So if you buy it directly from him, he keeps a little more of the profits for the community.
Good.
But you could download it from our website there. It's all set. The album not only features new songs like Hinds Feet in High Places, and that song is based upon the book. That's a very,
book.
Very popular evangelical devotional.
Oh,
Hanard, I forgot his name, the author. But it really wasn't only based on that. It's based upon the text from Habakkuk and somewhere else. But the album also features the new Mass of Rebirth, which is coming out this November, mm-hmm. as Tony said.
November 27th, Advent.
Right. Actually, it might, if the bishops allow it. I was talking to the bishop of Arkansas, of Little Rock, the other day. I talked to a lot of bishops around the country with my job. And they're talking about allowing, each bishop has to allow it to happen, releasing it a little bit early that you could start using the new Mass hymns. the common parts of the Mass early, because what are we missing? Here's a Catholic throwdown, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. I'm going to ask these two Catholic experts a question, and they have 10 seconds to answer. What part of the Mass will not be featured in Advent? What part of the Mass is not featured anywhere? 10, 9. It's not featured in Advent.
Gloria.
The Gloria. Very good. You got it. All right. We'll let you keep your job.
Hey, so, good work. Oh, good work, Dr. Palmer.
Since there's no Gloria in Advent, they really won't be able to experience the whole Mass. So the bishops are now discussing, and they'll be giving the jurisdiction. Kind of like they'll let you allow, you know, a bishop could say you could eat meat on Friday during St. Patrick's Day or something, you know, during Lent. It's one of those things. If the bishops say it's okay to do it in their diocese, the music ministers can begin a little early, like September they're talking about.
Oh,
you know, like this, they'll try to time it. Yeah. The lucky ones with the new Roman Missal translation, they change it every 40 years. And you know what? It's healthy. It's good. The students that receive First Holy Communion this year, the children in our schools, they're the lucky ones because they're growing up with this now from the beginning. Folks, don't get scared. It's really good stuff. You'll get used to it. The one common one I was doing with Tony before the show today was, we're all used to saying, "The Lord be with you." And what do you normally say?
And also with you.
Right. We're not going to say that anymore. We're going to say, "And with your spirit." Yeah. You know.
So you know, I this is certainly a topic for another show.
Absolutely.
And we can use John Michael's music, but we have to move into the healing because
right,
we're going to run out of time.
Yep.
Okay, you're the executive producer.
And you know, you may not know this, Michael, but people send us petitions.
I know. I looked it up online.
And we put them on a table in front of Nick's cross.
Yeah.
And Nick made that cross for us. And during this time, we're going to pray for healing. And we use John Michael in the background, softly, softly. Thank you, Lord. And Jesus, we know that today has been kind of an unusual day. A lot of laughs, a lot of serious presentations, but we know you're with us. So all of you at home who have sent in your petitions, put yourself in the presence of Jesus the Messiah and ask him to respond to your need, to your petition. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for being with us. Lord Jesus, touch the hearts of each listener in their need of the moment. Lord, work your way deep within the depths of their being. I do not care, Lord, if they are the most sinful people in the world. Knock them off their high horse like St. Paul. Touch them, Lord. Bring them, Lord, into your presence now. Show them, Lord, your love. Healing is really your love, touching hearts. Touch them, Lord. Those who have cancer, touch them, Lord. Tell them to hold on, that you are with them. And those who you heal, we know you heal them. You gave us the sacraments. Baptism says hello. Confirmation plants the seeds of all that you want in their life. Reconciliation gives them a way to come back to you. The Eucharist nourishes them. And then they have a vocation that either holy orders or matrimony confirms in them. And lastly, when they're sick, you give them your anointing. Some you take home and others you return. But no matter what, Lord, those sacraments are your way of communicating with everybody anywhere who just wants to say, Lord, I'm lost. Help me, Lord. Bring me back. I can't stand my life as it is. We pray for the families of children, teenagers who have committed suicide this past Christmas. I know personally two of them and the pain that hurt brings to them. And we ask, Lord, in thanksgiving for Marita, with cancer in her lung. The tumor was encapsulated and she's home. Her lung was punctured, I guess, during the surgery, but she's doing better. And we're waiting for more and more results. And we thank you, Lord, for touching Liz. Liz with the Chiara disease, who Bridge for Peace so nicely prayed for her last night. She's still suffering from vestibular and heart palpitations. And you know, Lord, you promised to take that away. So will you please do your job? We're doing ours. We're praying. Will you do yours, Tony?
And we give you praise and glory, Jesus. And for all those that you've healed in our petitions, baby Victoria, who you cured of cancer, and you told the parents there was very little chance of it coming back. And baby David, who you are curing now with cancer, and those that are out of jobs that you're slowly finding jobs for, those that are threat of losing their homes, those that are suffering with cancer, Teresa, who has been diagnosed with cancer, we're praying so hard for her.
And for the young man, as I was leaving the prayer service last night and came up and said, can I give you my resume? I just want to teach in the Catholic schools. And I'm a science major, and I've worked in other jobs. I may be overqualified. Lord, I'll take that resume, and you have me put that in the right hand. So he gets a job.
And those that are depressed, those that are thinking of committing suicide, which I know you stopped one of our listeners, and those that are just giving themselves up to you, putting their worries and their troubles at your feet, in your arms, thank you for embracing them, Lord Jesus.
And
thank you.
Just for today, Lord, help every listener know that music comes from your sacred heart to their hearts. That's your wake-up call. That's your altar call in their heart. And we don't care what kind of music it is, as Michael said. Touch their hearts and bring them back.
And we're out to convert people to you, Jesus. Just help us convert people to you and bring them back to you. There's exciting times coming up in the Catholic Church, and we want everyone there to enjoy the excitement.
Thank you, Lord, for all that you do today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time for us to be away from time and with you in prayer. And thank you for the grace that you're sharing in our listeners.
And thank you for sending us Michael today, who's done such a wonderful job with
such
us.
Such as
we're
he is.
So, we're so grateful and thankful, and he did such a wonderful job last night. It was such a pleasure being with him and with Dr. Palmer, although he left early. But and thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you.
And we're going to close our show with the Genesis song.
That's great. And let's thank our engineer. What's
thank
his name
you,
again?
Trevor.
Trevor.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
man.
Trevor. And if you have any petitions, send them in at listenup1240@aol.com. Listen up, listenup, 1240@aol.com. Petitions, comments, what you like, what you don't like, just tell us.
Sing along with Michael. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank
you, thank guys.
You.
Thank
you, Michael.
Thank you, John,
God bless
Tony,
you, Michael.
Lucy, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless. Thanks.
Promise you're going to come back.
I promise. I can't get away.
You too, John. Promise you're coming back.
Sing praises of the morning. Sing praises of the day. Sing praises to the Father for light to guide our way. Let all creation in sky, sea, and sand sing praises for the garden.